Are you aware of God's divine plan for you? Are you aware He desires that you prosper in riches so that His plans can be fulfilled? The Word of God is very clear on the prosperity of the believer. Today, we are going to dive into the true riches of God and why the believer has gotten God's blessings in their lives. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In every step of your life, know that God's blessings are meant for every aspect, big or small. Trust that His love surrounds you, bringing favor to your everyday moments and your biggest dreams. Stay hopeful, keep your faith strong, and witness the unfolding of His blessings in ways you may not expect. Remember, God is with you in every detail, enriching your journey with His grace. Imagine God's blessings as a gentle rain, tenderly touching the landscape of your life. These blessings may not always announce themselves with fanfare, but instead arrive like the soft whispers of a breeze, subtly shaping the contours of your journey. In the tapestry of your existence, His blessings are woven intricately, manifesting not just during monumental events, but also in the seemingly mundane moments. Life is a collection of both sunny days and stormy nights, and in each of these, God's blessings persist. They are not confined to the grandiose occasions, but are interwoven into the fabric of your daily experiences. It's in the warmth of a sunrise, the embrace of a loved one, or the solace found in solitude. His blessings are the subtle strokes that paint the canvas of your existence with hues of grace and mercy. Gratitude becomes the key to unlocking the true essence of these blessings. It's in recognizing the beauty of a kind word, the comfort of a shared laugh, or the strength found in challenges. Often, it's in appreciating the seemingly small and ordinary aspects of life that we unveil the profound nature of God's love and provision. As you navigate the journey of your life, open your heart to the awareness of His blessings. Be attuned to the symphony of grace playing in the background, orchestrating moments of joy, growth, and resilience. Embrace a spirit of gratitude that transcends circumstances, allowing you to find abundance even in the midst of challenges. In this intricate dance of existence, God's blessings are not just confined to the mountain peaks, but are equally present in the valleys. They are the threads that bind your story together, creating a mosaic of purpose, love, and divine favor. Trust in His timing, remain steadfast in faith, and witness how His blessings unfold in ways both profound and beautifully ordinary. Imagine your heart as a garden, and gratitude as the sunlight and rain that make it flourish. The Bible says, "Give thanks in all circumstances," meaning, even when things are tough, find something to be thankful for. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Picture gratitude as saying thank you, not just for the big, exciting moments, but for the everyday ones too. When you appreciate the good things, no matter how small, it's like telling God, "I see your blessings, and I'm grateful." Start a simple gratitude journal. Each day, write down three things you're thankful for. It could be a sunny day, a friendly smile, or even a cozy blanket. This habit helps you focus on the positive, attracting more blessings into your life. Think of kindness as a magic wand that spreads goodness around you. The Bible encourages us to be kind and forgiving, just as God forgives us. It's like passing on the warmth you receive from God to others. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Imagine kindness as sharing invisible hugs. When you're tender and forgiving, it's like giving someone a warm hug, even if you can't see it. This creates a positive atmosphere, attracting God's blessings. Make an effort to do something kind for someone every day. It could be a smile, a helpful gesture, or a kind word. As you spread kindness, you'll notice a ripple effect, and God's blessings will flow into your life and the lives of those around you. Let's just imagine prayer as a heart-to-heart talk with your best friend, God. The Bible tells us that waiting for Him renews our strength, like waiting for a favorite treat. Trust that God knows the perfect time to share His blessings with you. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Think of waiting on God like waiting for a surprise gift. When you trust His timing, it's like saying, "I believe you know what's best for me, and I'll patiently wait for your amazing plans to unfold." Set aside a quiet time each day to talk to God. Share your thoughts, hopes, and even your worries with Him. As you build this connection, you'll find strength and patience, knowing that God's blessings are on the way, and they're worth the wait. Think of humility as a superpower that makes you strong on the inside. The Bible says that if you humble yourself, God will lift you up, like a superhero being raised high. Being obedient to God's teachings is like following the guidebook to become the best version of yourself. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. James 4 verse 10. Imagine humility as being like a friendly teammate, not trying to be better than others, but working together to achieve something great. When you listen and follow God's guidance, it's like having the best coach leading you to victory. Practice humility by being kind and considerate to everyone you meet. Instead of trying to be the star, be a supportive teammate in your family, at school, or with friends. Also, follow God's teachings by reading the Bible and trying to live by its principles. In doing so, you'll find that God's blessings naturally become a part of your journey. If your possessions, time, and talents as special gifts from God, like tools in a magical toolbox. The Bible says that the more generously you share these gifts, the more you'll receive. It's like planting seeds. The more you sow, the more you'll harvest. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6. Think of being a good steward as taking care of a treasure chest filled with blessings. When you're generous, it's like sharing the treasures inside, and God, in turn, adds even more treasures to your chest. Share your time and talents with others. Help a friend, volunteer in your community, or use your skills to make someone's day better. Also, be generous with what you have, whether it's sharing a meal, offering a helping hand, or giving to those in need. As you do this, you'll notice your life becoming a treasure trove of God's abundant blessings.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.